Welcome to the meeting. Please enter your passcode followed by the pound or hash key, and I'll connect you.
Oh yeah, it says my name right there.
You're the executive processor.
Please hold while I confirm your passcode. Thank you for joining Global Meet. When you hear the tone, you will be the seventh person to join the meeting.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Donna Daniel, Melissa Miller, Randy Johnson, and Brett Allen.
Thank you all.
How's everybody doing? Mark here.
We're doing great, Judge. Thank you so much for being on the call. This should be a...
They have to do roll call.
Oh, we have to do roll call at time.
Can you do the time?
The time is 2 o'clock, and the meeting now is in process.
Would you like me... Go ahead, Randy.
No, please, take off. You need to do roll call.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead. You want me just to call the meeting? This is a little unusual for us. You want me to just do it like a normal meeting? I'll be glad to.
Yeah, call it to order and
okay.
Roll call. Okay.
The time is 2 p.m. on 4/28/2020, and this is Mark Keough, County Judge, and we officially call this meeting to order, and I'm going to call roll call and just respond if you're here. Duke Coon. Mayor Scott.
Mayor Scott's here.
All right, Mayor. Sandy Wagner.
Sandy Wagner's here.
Excellent. Curtis Null.
I'm present.
All right. It looks to me like we have a quorum. And we have the roll call, and the next item on the agenda is consider an act on a resolution to approve submission of the grant application for the Montgomery County Public Health District COVID-19 Crisis COAG Grant. Melissa Miller, you want to share with us about that?
Yes, I'll read the resolution. This is a resolution of the Montgomery County Public Health District Public Health Response Cooperative Agreement for Emergency COVID-19 Response, which is a funding opportunity from the CDC. Whereas the Montgomery County Public Health District Administrative Board finds it in the best interest of the citizens of Montgomery County that the MCPHD COVID-19 response be operated for the years of 2020 through March of 2021. And whereas the Montgomery County Public Health District Administrative Board agrees that in the event of loss of or misuse of the government Office of Governor funds, the Montgomery County Public Health District Administrative Board assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of Governor in full. Whereas the Montgomery County Public Health District Administrative Board designates the Montgomery County Public Health District Executive Director or designee as the grantee's authorized official, the authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Montgomery County Public Health District Administrative Board approves submission of the grant application for MCPHD COVID-19 project to the Texas Department of State Health Services.
All right. Do we have a motion to accept the resolution?
Sandy Wagner makes the motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
The mayor seconds.
Okay, Mayor, is there any discussion?
Yeah, let's talk real briefly to them about what this is for, how you got it, and how we're going to use it.
Okay, offered this grant and an amendment following that to provide funds to the public health district to staff up and to provide testing to the citizens of Montgomery County. We're receiving a total of $744,870. And the approved activities on the grant are to hire an epidemiologist, salary plus benefits, an epidemiology analyst, salary plus benefits, both which are in place now, an epi assistant, which we will begin interviewing and search for next week, 3 computers for those staff members, software for the analyst, reusable gowns for public health or staff that are providing testing or first responders providing care to those of at Montgomery County, symptomatic testing through the PCR method or the nasal swab method for 6,120 residents at $51.31 each, 500 swabs, and 500 viral medium specimens. So that's what the grant will pay for. And it goes through March 15th of 2021.
So can I ask a question? This is Curtis.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so the staff members that you're hiring, so they'll be on a one-year grant-funded position, and they're aware of that, assuming that this is over at that point, that these positions would go away in the future?
Yes, sir. That is actually in their offer letter. Now, two of those moved up from a position they were in into that position, and the people, and they have the ability to go back to their old grant. The people being hired to replace them on their old grant are coming in as an interim, knowing that March 15th could be the last date of employment.
Okay, thank you.
And all of our grant job descriptions have on it that this is a grant-funded position, and should the grant not fund, the position will be eliminated.
Okay, perfect.
All right, is there any more discussion?
We will have to do a roll call vote since this is teleconference.
So okay, no problem.
We will need each of you to say either it's for or against it.
Okay. So, who am I talking with? Is this our clerk?
Yes, Donna Daniel. Would you like for me to read
go ahead,
the names
and
off?
You, yeah.
Yes, as we.
Yes, if you would, because I'm one of the voting members here.
Right,
so,
right.
Okay. Yeah, if you would, that'd be great.
Okay, so I'll start off. Dr. Curtis Knoll.
Four.
Mrs. Sandy Wagner.
Four.
Judge Mark Keogh.
Four.
Mayor Lynn Scott.
Four.
And I just want to make sure that Duke Kuhn is still not on the phone. Okay.
There we go. All right. The motion passes unanimously. Now, let's move on to the next item on our agenda here, which is consider an act on distributing grant paid vouchers for SARS-CoV-2 RNA tested via nasal or throat swab provided via contract at an area testing site for up to 6,120 COVID-19 symptomatic county residents. Melissa,
yes.
Share it with us.
Through the grant, we're able to provide up to 6,120 nasal swab tests, and the reason there'll be the nasal swab test is at this time, the state does not recognize the antibody test. The state also required, I tried for asymptomatic and symptomatic. They denied asymptomatic. It's for symptomatic patients only. And we are working with providers in the county that are already doing testing. This will be a lower cost and will enable us to do more testing of patients at a lower cost by using sites that are already up and running. So far, we have contracts and we have not presented the contracts yet, but we have agreements with Lone Star Family Medical and America's ER. The Office of Emergency Management has found two additional sites that we yet to have a verbal agreement with, but we'll be talking with them tomorrow and sending over a contract to them, which would give us testing sites and throughout the county.
Yeah, the two that we have not talked to yet, but we feel comfortable that we'll be able to contract with, one is in the West County and one is in East County. So that would give us a site in Conroe,
one
in Woodlands, one in East County, one in West County. So it covers us very well.
Let me ask you, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
The symptomatic patients, we're not going to be testing those that don't show any evidence. We're just going to be testing those that go through the basic interview or they go online or whatever and demonstrate the traits, correct?
Yes, sir. They'll be calling into the public health call center. We have a form built in our electronic records management system that will be completed.
Okay, yeah.
And they must meet the symptom requirements. Now, they could be lying, but they're going to document if they have symptoms.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. We see Harris County and I guess other places, but specifically Harris County. It's like a free-for-all down there for free tests. I'm not, to anybody that wants to come in, I'm not advocating that at all. All I'm saying is that we have had such a struggle trying to get tests. And, you know, the 4,000 we initially ordered to OEM, we still haven't received. Obviously, we're starting to get a little now. And I think that when the National Guard came yesterday, I think, how many tests did they do? 174 or something like that?
190.
But was that how much it was? Okay. But we've not been able to get them. But yet, our sister county south of us is just like, I understand they have more people. But is there federal? Are they getting it from the federal people? Are they getting it from China? Are they getting it from Texas? Where are they getting all these tests?
Well, the original drive-through that they had at Butler Stadium, that was basically the testing area for the greater Houston-Galveston Standard Metropolitan Statistical Area. So they got all the tests from CETRAC.
It was for everybody.
That was for us included. If you lived here, it was better because it was closer. So that was the problem.
I got you. Well, okay, but anyway, just so we know, this is these are symptomatic testing. People have got to get checked out ahead of time, and then they are able to go to the center and get the test, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Is there any other discussion or questions on this from anybody?
There's one other bit of information I'd like our public health board members to know. At 4 o'clock today, we have our board meeting for the hospital district, and we also have a similar grant for the hospital district that does not have any restrictions on it. So we are going to ask our board members to approve a grant for another 6,000 tests for you if you're symptomatic or asymptomatic. So that may or may
not. Oh, that'd be great.
That may or may not pass, but that's going to be brought up at that board meeting.
That's what MCHD will use their CARES Act funds for, if approved.
Yes. And then those would apply. If they would approve it, that CARES Act money would be easy to use for that. Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there any more discussion?
Nothing else. We just need a motion for the second act.
All right, we have a motion to move forward on item 4. We have a motion?
Yeah, Curtis Hall makes the motion.
Oh.
Second?
Go ahead. I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, would you go take a roll call vote?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take the roll call.
Dr. Curtis Knoll?
4.
Mrs. Sandy Wagner?
4.
Judge Mark Keough?
4.
Mary Lynn Scott?
4.
Duke Coon, I'm assuming he's still not on the phone. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, motion carries. Excellent. Well, that's it. That's all we have, unless there's anything else that anybody would like to say. If not, I'm going to take a motion to adjourn.
Okay, and give us the time, Judge.
The time right now is 2:13 p.m., April 28th, 2020.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, the mayor, that we adjourn.
Okay.
We are.